This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, after the E. coli scare last year, how do you get people to eat their lettuce again? Well, you test everything.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Another test last night for Democratic presidential candidates, a debate in New Hampshire. Slate's chief political correspondent John Dickerson notes in his dispatch today that the event was held in a college gymnasium that normally serves as a hockey rink, appropriate because he heard some body checks.
The Democrats this time around were talking about the differences in their various positions. 5 weeks ago when they debated, everybody was so solicitous and they were staying out of each other's way. But this time, John Edwards and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton mixed it up a little bit about their positions on Iraq and also the war on terror.
Okay, let me just go through the whole roster of who was there. The lesser knowns first. Former Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, Ohio, Senator Christopher Dodd, Connecticut, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, and then the leaders, Hillary and Barack, and former Senator John Edwards. As you say, the Iraq war is the issue. And here is Senator Edwards going after the two Democrats who are ahead of him in the national polls, Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Senator Clinton and Senator Obama did not say anything about how they were going to vote until they appeared on the floor of the Senate, voted. They were among the last people to vote. And I think that the importance of this is, if they cast the right vote, and I applaud them for that, but the importance of this is they're asking to be president of the United States. And there is a difference between making clear, speaking to your followers, speaking to the American people about what you believe needs to be done. And I think all of us have a responsibility to lead on these issues.
So there's Senator Edwards. He's speaking about the Iraq funding vote. Both Senators Clinton and Obama voted against it. He thinks they didn't take enough leadership on that. You write that he is increasingly making himself the liberal alternative or most liberal among the front three. A good strategy for primaries with a very active base this year?
I think so for Edwards. He's doing very well in Iowa in particular, where he spent a great deal of time. And he's building in those early caucus and primary states. He's farther behind in the national polls. But as we know, those don't matter as much in the primary process as the state-specific ones. And he's speaking for the liberal activists in the Democratic Party who feel like their party has abandoned them and that nobody's really pounding the table and saying, you know, this is what we believe in and we need to not shut up about it. And that's the role that Edwards is playing.
Well, here's Senator Barack Obama's response to that.
I think it is important to lead. And I think, John, the fact is that I opposed this war from the start. So you were about 4.5 years late on leadership on this issue. I think it's important not to play politics on something that is as critical and as difficult as this.
John, what did you see from Barack Obama last night?
Well, a couple of things. One, he knows how to use his elbows, and that was an instance in which he did, going right back at Edwards and Edwards' assertion that Obama hasn't led. And it also showed Obama being a little more engaged than in his first debate performance, in which some people found him to be kind of lackluster. So now there is real engagement among the Democratic candidates over both the past, but also this question of which of them really has an idea of how to go forward based on the bad experience in Iraq.
And Senator Clinton, I thought she had an interesting tact on all this.
We are trying to end the war. And each of us has made that very clear. The differences among us are minor. The differences between us and the Republicans are major.
What Senator Clinton tried to do was stay above the fray and also deflect questions about her original vote to authorize the Iraq war by focusing on Republicans and playing kind of the role of leader of the party and saying, you know, I'm going to focus on the Republicans, which allows her to duck discussions about her own vote and also look like the kind of already the person who's gotten the nomination.
There was a very interesting piece in the New York Times Sunday magazine yesterday on Senator Clinton's evolving Iraq strategy. It was careful. It was analytical. I think it did show up this side of her that people talk about as extremely calculating.
This is a serious question for the Clinton campaign. Will people see her as calculating and therefore not a woman of conviction, which would be sort of the Edwards critique or the critique of Edwards voters? Or will they essentially say, well, it was a tough situation and she's competent and let's let her go forward and not worry so much about what she did in the past? But that's sort of the central question of the Clinton campaign.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. John, you sticking around for the Republican debate also in New Hampshire tomorrow night?
That's right, I am. Back in the hockey rink, 10 of them this time, the Republicans debating here in New Hampshire.
Well, we'll hear from you again on Wednesday then. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Alex.